This is Brian from B. Clark Art .shop. B. Clark Art 11 on Instagram. Had a viral video of my turtle sketch. It was a, you know, the story of the turtle that I had was, you know, we fed him lettuce, we fed him different veggies. You know, he walked outside one day, he knocked over a box that we had him in. We had to put him in the box outside because my mom said he's just smelling too much. And he was smelling like a turd. The turtle was smelling like a turd. And so we had to get him out, way out of the house. And so he knocked over the box and vanished. And so I was thinking to myself, like, I wonder where this turtle went. I had a dream one day that he turned into an alien. And that dream is basically what that sketch was that I created. I call it Turtlian. A turtle alien. Turtlian. So that was a lot of fun. And it kind of went viral on Instagram. And I'm proud of that because it's funny how people like the weirdest things. Like, I made this Bigfoot art piece, and it was like, it wasn't Bigfoot. I called it Bluefoot. So people like that. You know, they like that weird stuff. And I hope I can bring y'all some more weird stuff. This is my podcast, my journey into the arts. Forgive me for all the scratching I'm doing right now. It is, you know, getting off of work. You like to scratch and take off socks and peel your feet and everything. So that's just my habit. But anyways, maybe I reveal too much. I'm trying to think what else I wanted to talk about in this podcast. So today's, you know, I'm just going to talk about, I guess, my process and everything that, as I take this journey, you know, advice and just anything that would benefit other artists out here trying to make it. I'm basically trying not to be linear. I'm trying to be dynamic. You know, like I said, this is my first podcast for B. Clark Art, and I'm trying to, I've heard artists, you know, generate income several different ways, you know, podcasting, licensing, art shows, art commissions. It's multiple ways that artists can get it. And so I know one way that has helped me generate some income is actually doing like pencil sketches or ink, you know, or ink. I offer to do ink for a little bit more than pencil. You know, that has actually generated some income. If people want you to sketch them and whatnot. So that's something I recommend for those trying to make something quick, something instant. I mean, you can, you know, set up at the park and put a little sign up on a table and, you know, get your easel and large pieces of sketch pad paper and, you know, just say donations to starting off, you know. If that service becomes real popular, and so, you know, demand is bigger than the supply of, you know, artists out there, then you have a way to, you know, generate income. You know, I don't know how fast, you know, you draw or sketch, but some people can sketch something in pencil, you know, a very short period of time. So that can be kind of lucrative, you know, especially if you're good at painting and sketching. Really, you know, it depends on your skill level. But I don't want to discourage anybody because I know there's realism painting, and realism painting is this thing that everybody's supposed to strive to want to be. You're supposed to strive to want to be into realism painting. You're supposed to strive to make everything look real, you know, and it is awesome looking at a realistic sketch or drawing or painting. And I have a lot of respect for people who do that, but I also want to reiterate that if everybody just did realism painting or sketches, you know, how would the imagination run wild, how would you differentiate yourself as an artist if everybody's just doing the same type of realism paintings? Why not just take a photo, you know? That's how you can kind of look at it as well. But on the flip side, I know people like that realism thing because it gives people that sense of knowing that, hey, he or she, you know, took that photo and turned it into a painting, a sketch. Like, that's amazing. Like, people are amazed by this thing called, you know, art and realism. So either way you go, it's a good, it's to me, you know, everybody, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? So I may do sketches that are realistic. Some people may do sketches that are kind of cartoon / realistic. It all just depends on what you have an appetite to do, because it's so many different ways that you can go about painting and sketching and drawing and, you know, creating your own unique style, which is, you know, having your own unique style, it's kind of like your thumbprint. And it's like people recognize, okay, yeah, I know who did this type of painting, just based on the style of the way you do the painting. I saw one person kind of did this kind of abstracted, you know, face, and, you know, it was like black and white was their style, and they had these large swoosh marks and stuff. So yeah, it's just pretty awesome stuff. And they did that on commission. So art makes a great gift. If you're looking at the commission structure, in terms of personal stuff, you know, I was recently, once again, just, you know, had to cut somebody out that was just toxic. You know, if I had to put it in a song, I would say, "She drives me crazy, ooh, 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 like no one else. She drives me crazy, I can't help myself." So, you know, that's pretty much the song that I would, that would summarize what type of female this was. And the crazy part about it is she has this, like, nice side when she's on her job, but then when she's off her job, it's like Linda Blair. But, you know, it's open season on the intellectuals. So, you know, that it's a whole other subject. Relationships, you know, is a huge subject right now. People talking about, you know, modern women, and, you know, you got that guy, Kevin Samuels, out there talking about, you know, interviewing different, you know, modern women and things of that nature, revealing a lot of truths. And but to me, it's work to be done on both sides of the equation. So I'm not gonna say I'm the perfect angel. I can do certain things better. Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, you know, this is the type of stuff I have to deal with. And then, you know, of course, I do drama on my job. And, you know, some guy got in my car and was just kind of disrespecting my car and, you know, talking about it being so little and, you know, and making me, you know, having me wait and everything. And, you know, so, yeah, I do Uber. I'm an Uber driver. But, you know, it's a good job for artists because we need that flexibility to be able to stop, drop, open up shop anywhere. You know, we need to be able to perform. And, you know, so that's my big reveal. I'm trying to think what else I wanted to talk about in this podcast. Just excited to be back into podcasting because I kind of stopped for a while, and I'm just trying to be consistent in everything I do and be regular with it. You know, that's my biggest tip to artists. You know, I think for some artists, it's like, how do you find the fire to keep going, right? When you don't have anything to really draw, you're not really inspired. But I guess what inspires me is just other people, That's the number one thing as an artist that I think inspires me. Like, when I draw in front of other people and I see the reaction on their face, like, it gets me excited. And plus me, I love challenges. So, you know, it's always, you know, nobody wants their artwork critiqued, right? But it's healthy, you know. It's healthy if you do get it kind of looked at or critiqued. I want to reiterate how important it is to understand that you don't have to draw the best. You don't have to be the next Jim Lee. You don't have to be the next Stan Lee. You don't have to be the greatest artist that draws the most coolest looking, realistic looking characters. You can draw your style and do very well. There's a young lady by the name of Kami Davis. She does kind of like abstracty type people, characters, cartoon type of style, and she does very well. So it's all in, I guess, what you make of it. You know, it's all about the work you put in. Obviously, nothing's overnight. So, you know, a lot of work has to be put in for you to be effective in your artwork. I'm already starting to see gain some traction on Instagram. I thought I wasn't really going to ever grow, but I'm starting to really grow. We surpassed 80 and we're about to hit the 100 mark. So I'm going to probably have to do a giveaway soon, you know, once I hit 100 followers on Instagram. And give, you know, kind of looking for somebody who needs an iPhone XS or X case, and I'm just trying to give that away. So, if y'all know any, somebody just get in touch with me, email me something. But all in all, you know, this journey is, man, I guess the greatest challenge is just finding the time to. You know, I guess you just got to create the time to, you know, work on your art, because it's so important to be, I think, to be able to draw daily and to see yourself improve is good. So that's pretty much it for this podcast. I don't want to be too, I don't think there's anything else I wanted to really banter about. Other than I'm just excited, you know, for everything, and I appreciate all of you who's supporting and checking out the podcast, and I hope you stay tuned for more.